American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Factory workers at a major aircraft producer are going on strike. Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti reports.
33,000 of those Boeing union employees agreed to go on strike after the manufacturing giant and the union had been in contract negotiations for the past week. This comes after the workers rejected the company's new contract offer because it didn't include the 40% pay hike that they were asking for, among other provisions. This is the first strike since the financial crisis in 2008, and it could throw a major wrench in Boeing's already fragile supply chain.
Last year, the company lost over $2 billion after facing several safety issues. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in California following his first debate with Vice President Kamala Harris earlier this week. The former president criticized the vice president for shifting on her policy positions.
All of her policies changed. She was anti-fracking. She was anti-everything. And all of a sudden, she changed. Even the first question she was given at the debate gave one of the dumbest answers. They were asking about pricing and would you be better off today or 4 years ago? Prices have gone up at numbers that nobody's ever seen before.
And former President Trump has declined to participate in another presidential debate after the vice president asked him to do another. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke today and detailed action taken against individuals involved with the Russian state media organization RT, formerly known as Russia Today. Blinken detailed what the department has determined about recent actions by Russian state media organizations.
Based on our conclusion that Rossiya Sigodnya and these five subsidiaries are no longer merely fire hoses of Russian government propaganda and disinformation, they are engaged in covert influence activities aimed at undermining American elections and democracies, functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
The Nebraska Supreme Court approved a ballot measure to repeal taxpayer funding of private schools. The decision came just days after arguments in three lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of the competing abortion initiatives off of the November ballot. Find more on this at AFN.net. A Springfield, Ohio resident says her community is living through a dystopian nightmare. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Springfield is a town of 58,000 people that finds itself in the middle of the migrant crisis, as more than 15,000 Haitians have been dumped into the city since 2020. Schools have been overrun. Clinics have been overrun. The conditions have compelled Governor Mike DeWine to dispatch state troopers to the community and set aside millions of dollars to deal with the crisis. Diana Daniels has been a resident of Springfield for more than 30 years. During an appearance on the Fox News Channel, she said it no longer feels like her home.
It's like living in a dystopian nightmare. You hope you wake up and it's 2019 again, and then you realize it's 2024, and it's the same thing over and over again, day after day. It's hard sometimes to get up in the morning and hear residents that I've known for years struggle. This is a paycheck to paycheck kind of town, and the citizens that depend on our social services are waiting in line, and they're not getting the services they need.
And Daniels rejects the criticism from the left that Springfield doesn't want these migrants because of racism.
It has never been a race issue. It's not about color, it's about culture. Your once close-knit community has now been changed, and there are people in your neighborhood that you don't know, that don't speak your language, that live a different lifestyle from you, and it's going to cause some tension, but it is a different culture that we're dealing with.
I'm Chad Groening.
Texas U.S. Senate candidate Democrat Colin Allred's radical views on abortion, LGBTQ ideology, are on display according to the Texas scorecard. Allred is Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz's challenger. He shared his radical positions on border security, the filibuster, abortion, gun control, and the LGBTQ community in a recent interview with the Bulwark's Tim Miller at the Texas Tribune Festival. United Airlines inks a deal with SpaceX to provide free in-flight Wi-Fi through Starlink, according to Fox Business. United said SpaceX's Starlink Wi-Fi service will be added to all of its planes in the coming years. This will allow passengers to watch live television and streaming services, access social media, shop online, play video games, and other activities in flight at no cost. I'm Robert Thornton.